HarperCollins presents Wild Magic, Book 1 of the Immortals Quartet by Tamora Pierce, read by Sarah Ovens. Chapter 1. Girl with a Pony. Each year, at the end of March, a great fair was held in Kria, the capital of Gala. Like thousands of others in the eastern lands, Onua Chamtong went there to do business, buying ponies in her case. This year, she had another transaction to make and was having no luck with it. By the end of her fifth day at the fair, it seemed she would never find the assistance she required. The prospect of taking her animals south with no one to help was an unpleasant one. "Excuse me, Trader Onua?" The speaker was a girl, shy and country-bred. "I heard you was hiring. I'm..." She paused, then went on. "A fair hand with animals, all kinds." She waited as Onua looked her over, a girl in a green wool dress, skirts short enough to show leggings and boots. Brown curls tamed by a headscarf fell to thin shoulders. A soft, full mouth said she was vulnerable. Her chin was entirely stubborn. A quiver filled with long arrows hung on her back. A bow rested in her hand, unstrung. "Is that yours?" the trader asked, pointing. Blue-grey eyes flashed. "I'd not have the nerve to carry it otherwise." "Hmm. String it." The girl hesitated. "Just what I thought," Onua jibed. "Whose is it really?" The girl brought a coiled string out of her sash. With ease, she fitted it to one end of the bow and set it against her foot. Raising the free end of the string, she brought the other end of the bow down, hooking them together neatly. The bow strung, and in her grip, she turned sideways to it, caught the string in two fingers, and drew it back to her ear in a smooth, practiced gesture. Now Onua could see she wore an archer's wrist and arm guards. "I'd put an arrow up," the girl said, gently releasing the string. "But I'd hit someone, surely." Onua grinned. "I'm impressed. I can't draw a bow that big." The girl took the string off the bow, coiled it, and put it away. "Nor did I at first. I keep this one limber, or I still couldn't draw it." "Crossbow?" The question was out before Onua remembered. "I don't want to hire her. I want to send her home to her mama. She's a runaway for sure." "Yes'm, we have..." Something flickered in her eyes. She looked down. "We had bandits at home. I stood watch with the sheep, so I learned crossbow and longbow and sling." A half smile appeared. "Not that I'm bragging." "We had," Onua thought. "Did she change it because she wants me to think she's been gone from home a while? Or hasn't she got a home?" Something looked around the girl, inspecting Onua with a large brown eye. It was a shaggy mountain pony, a steel-grey mare. She was plump and well-combed and easily bore two packs. "Yours?" The girl nodded. "How much would you ask for her?" Onua motioned to a pen filled with ponies at her back. "I'm in the market." "I can't sell Cloud. She's family. All the family I got." Again, Onua saw a flash of sorrow that was pushed aside. "What's your name?" The Khmer stuck her fingers into a pouch filled with powder known as Eyebright. "Dane, mum," came the soft reply. "Viraladane Sarasri." The Eyebright made her fingers itch when Onua called her magical gift. "How old are you, Dane?" 15. An aura of red fire, visible only to Onua, flared around the girl's face. The lie was a good one. She must have practiced on the way, the trader thought wryly, but a lie nevertheless. She looked about 13. "Where are you from?" "Snowsdale, up north, about 2 weeks' walk." There was no flare of red. She had told the truth. Onua sighed. "Are you a runaway, from home or a bad master?" "No, mum." The soft mouth trembled. "I got no family, just Cloud." No red fire this time. Onua dusted the powder from her hand. "I'm Onua Chamtong, of the Khmeri Radeh." Dane looked puzzled. "The what?" "The Khmer are a people to the east. Radeh is the name of one of the Khmeri tribes." Dane looked only slightly less baffled. "Never mind. You say you're good with animals. Come here." She led the girl to her pen. Inside, 27 shaggy ponies in all colours and sizes milled around. "I buy horses. I had an assistant, but he got offered a better job working for a horse merchant here, and I wasn't about to hold him back. If you hire on..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?